Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
Welcome to this week's episode of A Word from the Holy Fathers. Let us today reflect briefly on a word from St. John of Kronstadt, from his wonderful text known as My Life in Christ. And I'd like to look in particular at a passage where he speaks of the altar of love to our neighbor. Here is what St. John writes. Worthless is the charity of the man who bestows it unwillingly, because material charity is not his, but God's gift, while only the disposition of the heart belongs to the man who gives. This is why many charities prove almost worthless, for they were bestowed unwillingly, grudgingly, without respect for the person of our neighbor. So also the hospitality of many persons proves worthless because of their hypocritical, vainglorious behavior to their guests. Let us offer our sacrifices, rather, upon the altar of love to our neighbor, with heartfelt affection, for God loves a cheerful giver, as says the Holy Apostle. St. John of Kronstadt gives us an essential reminder about the alms, the charity, that every Christian is commanded to show in this life. Almsgiving is not an optional extra in our spiritual life. It is a critical and key ingredient. Almsgiving is required of each of us who dare to call ourselves Christians. It is in giving alms, in showing love, that we emulate our Christ, the Savior of our lives, who himself gave the wholeness of his life for his neighbor, for all of creation. To pretend to be a Christian without giving charity, without giving alms, is always to deceive ourselves to some degree about the nature of our life. We are immensely talented at avoiding this commandment, this ingredient of the life in Christ. We find ways constantly in our modern world to avoid alms, to avoid charity, finding seemingly legitimate excuses to circumvent it in favor of other, easier, or more gratifying spiritual pursuits. And yet almsgiving is a requirement of us all. But it is not simply giving for another, giving to another, that is adequate for genuine Christian alms. When we give gifts, money, food, etc., how much glory can we really take in this? These things belong to God. Money is God's. Food is God's. Provision. All of these things belong to God. We are simply transmitting his gifts to another person. All that we possess, says St. John of Kronstadt, is the disposition of our heart. That is the ingredient in our charity, which is genuinely our offering. Everything else we simply give as stewards of things put for some span of time into our care, whether it is wealth or resources or time or any other things. Nothing of this nature ever really belongs to us. But our heart is within the power of our will. The disposition of our heart is something we can offer. And too often, St. John says to us, we offer the physical alms without offering them with a heart filled with genuine love. And this kind of almsgiving, he says, is worthless. Worthless is the charity of the man who bestows it unwillingly, without respect for the person of our neighbor. Whatever alms we give, whether they be alms of money, of our time, of our attention, physical things such as food, shelter, clothing, provisions, whatever we give, if it is not done with a heart that genuinely respects and cares for the person of the one who receives it, who does not look into the eyes of others and see there someone of great beauty, of preciousness, of unique worth in the eyes of God and before all creation, then that which one gives is given in a worthless way. It may still affect them. They may benefit from it. But to the one who gives, it provides no spiritual nourishment. And yet the same gifts given from a heart of love, those gifts can transform not only the recipient, but the one who gives as well. One who gives such charity makes a real offering upon what St. John calls the altar of love to our neighbor. Here a sacrifice is made which sanctifies the one and the other. My beloved brothers and sisters, what will we do with the gifts God has given to us? We are called by our Savior to share them with those who are in need, but we are called to share not the way the world shares, not simply by passing off materials dispassionately. Our heart is to be inflamed with love for those who are in need. Our heart is to be inflamed with compassion for those for whom Christ gave his life. Our heart is to be filled with respect for those whom God has fashioned uniquely in all of creation, even as he has fashioned us uniquely. The one who suffers, however poverty-stricken or ailed or weak or sinful, is a creation God has fashioned himself, whom he loves unconditionally, whom he desires to see saved and attain redemption. When we offer what we can to help such ones, those same desires must fill our hearts, as we see witnessed in God's own disposition. We must long for the good, for the joy of even the most sinful and unworthy. Our hearts must be inflamed with love for each one upon whom we bestow what little we have received, knowing that God's gifts will redeem their hearts, and if we seek that redemption in concert with them, then our hearts may find it as well. May this little word by St. John be encouraging to all of us to change the way we behave towards our neighbor, to change the way we live and love and show charity upon those around us. Through the prayers of our Holy Father, St. John of Kronstadt, and of all the saints, have mercy upon us, O God, and save us. Amen.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.